one other point on the pasuk of Ashrei Yom Yodei Srua. Hashem Bo'er Panechei Aleichem. So Ashrei Yom Yodei Srua is stated in the Medrash Rabbe Vayikra, in the parasha of the Kabbalas of Musaf Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, stated V'chi Akamayim Yodin La'aria Kamikonis Yeshlem. They have all kinds of flutes and all kinds of they can also blow. Yodei Srua, even though it's a chachma, they could get that chachma also. The chachma by going to Taman would include how to blow the shofar. No, zokt ba'in yedim lefatis es ribayno b'shofar. Only klai zol ashrei ha'om yedim yisrua. Only klai zol yedim lefatis ribayno with the shofar. So what's the pshat? Obviously, it's not the shofar itself. It's the klai zol is doing something with the shofar that the umsalim wouldn't be shaykh to do. So the pshat l'chayre is that all the keiches of shayfa, the keich of shayfa is the neirvayim dika keich. You read what the rabbi going, you blow the shayfa and the walls come down. Of yericha, you blow the shayfa and you mafresh keich harai. You mazmin and it's like the plea of the keich of shayfa. What keiches are Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the shayfa? But state in Ramchal that most of the keiches are only activated only in yitzuruf to where tshuvas Yisrael karoi. That remez Yeshbo that Rambam says that Uri Shein Mishnasrim, that has to be Mitzuref Eilea in order for the Shevet to have its Kayach. This that is Oymed Al Yodem Mikisei Din Lekisei Rachman in Mitzuref Betai Shei Yitzuref Eilea the Tshuvah Yisrael. So the idea would be like this. The Tshuvah of Rosh Hashanah is exactly what Rambam says of Uri Shein Mishnasrim. In the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, you can't start saying vidui chatosi or visi prashati. You can't even mention chet brasha. If you can't even eat an egois, which is begematri chet, izich can't say chet, and vidui is meikre kapor. So, shema minoamin, kibalnu mi rabbi seinu, that the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is a different say that tshuva. It's not a tshuva protis, ani shaveira. That's all that says in tshuva in Yom Kippur. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is a tshuva clawless. That I want to be an Eved Hashem, I want to be Poyash, I want to wake up to reality and be Dovak and Chayim and Vorm Nitzchim and not in Havli Azman. I want to be part of this Malchus Abere that we're declaring with the Tekel Tua and be Mishab myself to it, but it's a Tshuva Kolos, not a Tshuva Partisan each Avera. So Mamela, the Umas Olam, they are stuck. Their Kel Shofar would need Tshuva. The tshuva klolos of being an Eved Hashem, they never accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. They never were makabel oy malchusi b'rotzen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by them is a moishel. Ki Hashem amlucha u'moishel b'goyim. Only by Klai Yisrael is a melech. By them he's a moishel because they never accepted him. They never amlucha is b'rotzen. So they can't do that tshuva wanting to become an Eved HaBeirei. The only tshuva they can do is the tshuva partis on their meisim. That's a kitrik to even mention Avera B'Rosh Hashanah. So they are cooked. They are finished. There's nothing they can do with that shofar. Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Srua. Only Yisrael is Yodin. Lefati is reporting with the shofar because only they were Makabal Malchusu. So it brings out their Rotzen to be Ovdei Hashem. Last is Rotzen to Shteltzu to the Abdus and Shteltzu to this Hamlocha that we're making. They never Mamlochim. They never Makabal Malchusu. So they can't Shteltzu to the Shaykhs to that Shuvah. And if they do the wrong tshuva, just the kitruk, just to mention a chet. So mamela, there's no derech moving for them to have anything else out of the shofar.
And sign now to
kabul
all
mapusei
will
work. Yeshiva, apparently they have no ability to do it. Apparently they're not trying to it. By Yemahu, there's going to come a time they're going to be shy, but only if the Akash Baruch is going to be Megal Machusi, they're obviously not shy to it. Same reason they didn't do it then, they're not doing it now. Whatever Medias they have, Machus Nechisrain is a Chedoma. Then I had another frightening thought in the Lamatzeh. I don't know if it's true, it just sounds like that from the state in the Elikim. Molach Elikim Al Goyim Elikim Yoshav Al Kisei Kotchoi. That word, Elikim Yoshav Al Kisei Kotchoi. See, this Lamatzeh is depicting. What does it say over there about Goyin Yankiv? You know, this is already after Kolam Aysim Kulam, after the restoration of all the Gaiv of Yankiv Avinu, after Sanhedrin and Rometom and Binyabim Migdish and keeps the three. So this is depicting the Shleimus HaBriya, and after Goyim already being Makim Al-Khusoy, Molach Alikim Al-Goyim, Molach Alikim Al-Goyim means he's not a Moshe anymore, he's a Molach, and they already Makabim Al-Khusoy. The world is holding by the actors and by the Shleimus, and, you know, by the Filakor. That's what this Lama Tzeich is sort of depicting. All Alikim Bezruah, all the declaration of the Malchus HaBriya and its establishment that comes I did a Shofar. So, Dosh in the middle of Pasuk Elikim Yoshav Al Kisei Kachay, that could be, this is La Fuke, that up until then, this world is Hadoim Raglov. Hashemayim Kisei V'Horetz Hadoim Ragli. The footstool coming off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Horetz, and the Shemayim is the Kisei. And Dosh Deit Elikim Yoshav Al Kisei Kachay, here in this world, that Beis HaMikdash or the Mokam HaShchoz HaShchina is going to be considered Kisei Kachay. Because at that point, when you're depicting the Shleimus and the Gemara Briya, you're talking already that the Olam Elyon and the Olam HaTachta are already Mu'uchad. At that point, the Olam HaShofel, our world is not going to be the Olam HaShofel V'ho Ocher, V'Achoshuch anymore. It's going to be Nisala B'Shleimus. So the Olam Elyon and Olam HaTachta is going to be Shoveh B'Maila, so that Doshin Yalkim Yoshev Al Kisei Kachay. That him being his presence here, be Pchina being sitting on the Kisei, not just on the Adem, not just the Adem Raglov. Be sitting on both, and we built from Uchad as one, as Kim Yoshev Al Kisei Kachay. That is possible. And what that pasuk is saying.